All right, so this story is Pat Robertson from Right Wing Watch. Now, there's a couple of clips from this story. We're going to grab the second clip, because actually the first clip from this story, if you navigate to it from our page, is slightly less egregious than this clip.
It's like you're fine. When you're picking and fucking choosing Pat Robertson to decide which clip is better, you know you had a good week.
It's
a good week.
It's really answering the question, like, do you want a sun-warmed sardine or a sun-warmed anchovy? It's like, well, they're both foul as fuck.
Do they both have sun-warmed mayonnaise on it? All right, here we go.
The backstory that I think you need to focus on today, ladies and gentlemen, is the dilemma of the liberals, the so-called progressives, because they have two favored groups. One, the Muslims. Number two, the homosexuals.
The Muslims are not a favored group for me.
I consider myself a progressive. I don't consider myself a favored. The Muslims are a favored group. To me, they're the same as every other religious group, which is I treat them with weariness, and I get mad when they try to insert themselves into government, and I get mad when they kill people in the name of their religion.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, like if you're just some dude who wakes up in the morning, takes good care of their family, goes to mosque and, you know, goes to work and comes home, I've got no beef with
Siri, nothing. Is it
right?
Nothing. Zero. Yeah.
Couldn't find a fuck to give to you.
Absolutely.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
But if you're like, hey, man, like, we should fucking do weird shit in swimming pools and you should cover up your women. And like,
then no, like, it's not like, so much.
No. Yeah. Or, we got an issue.
Yeah. Like, you fucking strap a bomb to yourself and explode.
Yeah, I got
yourself,
a super big problem.
Super big problem. Not with you. Not
anymore.
You.
Right. But I'm going to go general.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I got a problem with the space that you now fill. You know?
And suddenly they're finding that the Muslims in 10 Muslim nations, there is a death penalty for practicing homosexuality. And as I believe reading a column by Hirsi Ali, there are about 40 pro-Muslim countries where homosexuality is somehow against the law.
But you are on the same side as the Muslims here, right? Like, your religious text prescribes the same treatment of Muslims or of homosexuals. Christians, I mean, we've covered it 100 times on this show. Christians are constantly calling for Muslims to be put to death. They're constantly calling for criminalization of homosexual activity. They're constantly calling for homosexuality to be decried as sinful and reprobate and all of this other fucking mean-spirited, vile, hate-filled shit. And now you're trying to lecture me as a progressive who has called out you for those actions. Look, I call out the Muslims for that shit, too. I'll call anybody out
right,
for that.
Exactly.
Like, if you want to fucking bigot around me, expect to be fucking called out by it, right? I have no interest, no tolerance, and no quarter for that whatsoever.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what your fucking faith is.
He's painting with a broad brush, though. He's saying all of them do this. And it's like,
right.
And I'm not going to discount, though, the idea that there are some people out there who give Muslims a way too big a pass.
That is 100% true. We've talked about this before. The whirlwind assholes.
Yeah. The people.
You know, the plagiarists.
There's a bunch of.
Yeah. I'm just saying because he's a plagiarist.
They all wear leather coats with a big P on the back.
I'm just saying that that's lying for money.
And they steal the P from the Pittsburgh Pirates. So,
I think that's
We're looking at a favored group by the left, the homosexuals, and that in Islam is punishable by death or imprisonment or some sanction.
Well, and also, like, there's people in our culture that think that they should be killed too. And they're not a favored group.
Thank you.
That's the thing. Like, it's like they're a favored group. No, what they are is a group of people who are being oppressed right now.
Right.
They're a group of people that are being attacked, being oppressed. You know, they're constantly being legislated against. That's why we're talking about them. If you stop talking about gay people, so will we.
Yeah, I have no particular interest in homosexuality. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like, I just like, I'm not interested or dis. The only reason that I have to even be an ally is because there's an enemy, right? And it's
right.
You're fucking you, Pat. You are the actual problem here. You are the reason that we have to even have these conversations. If you would stop persecuting these people based on what they want to do with their dicks and their pussies and how they want to put them into places.
Yep.
Because I am not the one that gives a shit.
Nobody fucking cares,
man. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And it almost feels like he's saying, like, they want to put them to death. We're just legislating against
them. Yeah, I don't want to put them to death. I just want to call them vile, sinful creatures, right?
So what are the left going to do? How are they going to describe it? And they don't know quite what to do now. But the fact that this Islamic gentleman opens fire in a gay nightclub and kills almost 50 homosexuals, that says something. And it tells the fact that Islam is against homosexuality.
But we knew that. Fucking nobody thinks that
chucking them off buildings, dude.
Even the most Islamist apologist side could not possibly for a fucking second make a conversation or make an argument that Islam is pro-homosexuality. Could even Warliman
make
that comment? No,
they can't say they're pro-homosexuality. What they can do is pass it off as cultural, right?
Right. But they wouldn't say Islam as a religion.
Right.
Is friendly to homosexuality.
I don't think they would ever say that.
Right.
But I think that they would say that what they might say something like, well, only certain countries are.
Sure. And they might say that the violence against homosexuality is not rooted in religious practice. It's rooted
that Aslan guy would say that
right,
all day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And he'd be fucking wrong.
He'd be wrong.
He'd be dead ass fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Because he's a coward.
Yeah.
But he would say that, right? Like, yes.
So
absolutely.
The liberals are going to be scrambling to find some rationale. I think they're going to have a hard time doing it. In the meantime, Donald Trump is riding high because he said we should screen these people, and he's absolutely right.
He was an American citizen. What would you screen? What the fuck would you screen?
I don't know what you would screen. I seriously don't know. I mean,
he's an American citizen. What is the suggestion that anybody who adheres to a certain faith be screened?
And if that's the case, if he is saying that he should have been screened, then watchlist people, you know, is he for that bill that they were trying to put through Congress that got failed, that got fucking shot down?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because none of the Republicans are for that bill.
I know, right? If you're on a watch list, you can't buy a gun bill?
Yeah.
Or it's not even that you can't. It's just that it's 3 days slower. That's all they wanted. That's all that they wanted was a little more time to vet people if you happen to be on the watch list. And they said no, because that infringes upon the rights of people who might not. And it's like, it's a fucking gun.
We should screen them. And so the left is saying, oh, you're anti-Muslim, you're racist and all this. Suddenly, that part of it, the narrative, doesn't play too well. And they're stuck as to what to do.
You know, they want to screen the Muslims. Screen them for what?
Yeah.
Like, screen them what? Like, you know, the thing is like, okay, well, are you going to screen them all psychologically? Like, what are you going to screen them for? Are you going to screen them for they once talked to somebody? You know what I mean? Like, where exactly are we drawing the line?
You wouldn't have caught this guy from Orlando. He had no ties to any specific terror groups. He never traveled overseas and was radicalized overseas. You know, what are you going to do? Like, you're going to ask him, like, hey, man, do you plan to shoot or bomb anything
soon? You're never going to catch the Sandy Hook guy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the other thing. A Sandy Hook dude is fucking not a Muslim,
Not
right?
a Muslim?
You know, you're not going to catch Tim McVeigh, not a Muslim. You're not going to catch that asshole who shot up that black church, right?
No.
You're not going to catch that fucking guy. You're not going to catch these people with this because it's bullshit. We forget. Like, we forget about all the fucking white Christians that fucking do it, right?
Yeah, but when it's a Muslim, we should screen them.
Right. Yeah, screen the Muslims.